Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equipable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rate supply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, it's all about the playoffs, and the Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in baseball, and your Chicago Cubs scheduled to play tonight in Colorado. Rain could be an issue. Jake Arrieta opposes Antonio Zenzatela. First pitch at 7:40. The White Sox are off today. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow with Minnesota in town. In hockey, the Penguins host the Capitals in Game 6 tonight. Pittsburgh leads that series 3-2. AHL, Game 4 at Grand Rapids. The Wolves down 2-1. Puck drops at 6. NBA, the Warriors be going for a sweep tonight in Utah. And Rocket Center, Mabinar Rodney Hilario He's out for the rest of the playoffs with a groin injury. The Houston-San Antonio series is tied at 2 games apiece. And one NFL note for you, the Bears signed linebacker Dan Skuda to a 1-year deal. Skuda is an 8-year NFL veteran playing the last 2 seasons with Jacksonville. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. This summer, you've got places to be. Stranded on the side of the road isn't one of them. With vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 7:05, when the Cubs take on the Rockies right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the No Bull Dealer. StCharlesCDJ.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Swing and a miss. Romine is out on strikes, one down. So that is the new record, I would think.
All right, yep.
That is number 44 strikeout in the ballgame. The combined strikeouts for both staffs. And that is the all-time record for the most in a big league game.
44 punch-outs in a big league game. Wow.
It's amazing.
And the 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. An 18-inning marathon won by the Yankees 5-4.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's just too much baseball for me. I'm just not going to stay up. There's some great national discussion going on about, do we need this? Do we need regular season games to continue for that long?
You want to cap them at a certain inning?
Yeah, John Shambi, Bukshambi is a proponent of that. Brandon McCarthy's a proponent of that.
He's a cartoon looking fellow.
Oh, great! I mean,
he looks like a big jolly man, but he looks like if you drew a cartoon, it would look like that as baseball sports radio guy, like, or baseball play by play guy.
But you know, there's some rational arguments for saying this is bad for everybody. Nobody likes this. There must be some reasonable alternative because of the effect it can have on teams and what you're asking. Kyle Hendricks should not be pinch hitting in a high leverage situation. You should not.
I don't think pitchers should be hitting anyway.
Right. I mean, what is asked of guys, what's asked of managers, right. What it does to teams, and then you got to get on a plane and fly to Colorado and all that.
Play
stuff.
Play 16 hours later.
And Joe Sheehan has argued no. His point is, these are memorable. He said you wouldn't otherwise remember some Sunday night in May, and Yankee fans and Cub fans might remember this one. And my point is, I disagree with Joe because I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember something I'm not going to stay up to see. I'm sorry. Sleep is really important. And sometimes
I torture people.
Sometimes I struggle with it. Yes, sleep deprivation is torture. People kill themselves because of sleep issues. Sleep's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just baseball. And say, well, it's memorable. No, it can't be. I didn't see it. It's not memorable.
Well, we can ask the badge of honor that comes along with watching an entire game, no matter how long or how boring or how ridiculous it is. 312-644-6767. I've never really been that guy. When it comes to anything like that, to be honest with you, like, I don't want to.
I'm going to arrive late, leave early supporter.
I don't
want
to overserve myself. Because I don't like how I feel when that happens. I don't want to eat too much. Like, I've been out to restaurants with people and like, yo, you still got all that on your plate. I got my value out of it though. Like, I got what I needed out of this meal, and I'm gonna keep it moving now.
It's like the reason that the CEO of Red Lobster got fired because of doing all you can eat shrimp in the United States.
It's a tough look.
I'm gonna eat all the shrimp.
Right. People pull up having not eaten for 2 days just so they can kill themselves, get iodine poisoning, as my man Pimp C would say. Yeah. Enjoy yourself with all the shrimp that you can eat. Nah, dude, I've never understood this happened a lot over the last few years, especially with the Blackhawks runs, where
I had a case of that. Yeah,
I'm glad you picked it up for me. Where people, I stayed up for 3 overtimes, and I'd come in here the next morning like, nah, dude, I really didn't. Unless you were getting dough off of it.
Right.
Like Jay was making money on post-game shows on this station.
I stood up for three overtimes, then I almost killed somebody driving my truck.
Right, Jay. I understood why Zawoski did it. I understand why members of the Blackhawks have to do it, but I've never really... And Parkins, he, like you said, he was making the argument for me. Six overtimes for a college basketball game? Get the hell off my screen! Like, most of these games aren't good games. The extra innings, sudden death, overtime, all the some of them are just, good. We remember the good ones.
More doesn't necessarily mean better of anything.
There it is.
This is Al in Elmhurst on the Score.
Yeah. Leave the game alone, you guys. I know you're the new generation, et cetera. It was good.
New generation. I'm 47.
Yeah, Burnsy's. Ow. How old are you?
Oh God, you had to ask that. I'm in my 80s.
Okay.
Going on 100.
Well, all right. See, I thought you.
No, how old exactly are you?
I want to have a conversation with you, brother.
No, I mean, leave the game alone. I grew up with the Sox, unfortunately. No, at the go-go era, when Paul Richards, Chico,
means nothing to me. Means nothing to me.
Leave it alone. It's
Why?
Been a beautiful game for 150 years.
Did you watch all 18 innings of the Cubs game?
You probably have a problem with the Jackie Robinson thing.
No, I had it on the radio. But I was going nuts. Believe me, I attempted to dash it. I'm a baseball number one.
Who bashed it? Al.
No, he went and bashed his radio. Al, here, I'm just saying. Do you have a job to go to the next day?
No.
All right. Well, that makes it easier for you, right?
I was too old.
Well, that makes it easier for you to stay up and wait a second.
No, I understand.
You're an octogenarian, and you stayed up for that entire game to listen on the radio.
Nobody changed you.
What do you mean changed me?
You said you're 80, you're 83, right?
Yeah, that's a good number.
83.
Yeah,
that's a good number.
Do you know how old you actually are?
Yes.
How old are you?
I was born in March.
How old are you,
this
Al?
Year?
No, not this year. Yeah, I wouldn't be talking.
Al, in all seriousness,
why is this so hard?
I was born in...
What year were you born?
This is harder than having a black person fill out the
in
census. Why is this an issue right now?
Okay, I didn't know that this
March
was
of
so
34.
Difficult.
Okay, what's the... Al, you should be proud of how old you are. I was asking how old... Al, I was asking how old you were.
Oh, I think he
did.
Yeah,
83.
Damn it.
Yeah, he did get us to 83, though.
He did.
Yeah.
I was asking because he said the new school guys, and I was wondering like what the separation was.
Look,
the gap.
I'm just for a
Al, you can't curse on the air, man. Next time you call, well, you know, we can have a conversation. You just can't curse, bro.
I'm all for a reasonable solution.
If you're alive,
in many of the other leagues, they're going to be starting with a runner on first and second, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I'm open to anything.
I think that's a little janky.
It might be.
I think that's a little, you know, I think that's a little lame. You know, does it happen often enough? Like, whenever I see these drastic rules changes that have nothing to do with the NFL, because the NFL could change their damn game every weekend and it wouldn't matter because people still gonna watch it. But does it happen enough that it's hindering how you feel about the game? Like, 18, 20 inning games don't happen enough for me to be like, oh my God. On top of it, I don't watch them. I don't have to watch them. Now, if one game a week was 17 innings, we'd have to talk, because then that means striking out is entirely too cool and nobody can hit the pitchers. Then we'd be talking about lowering or raising the mound, whatever the case may be, or changing the strike zone. But it doesn't happen enough to really bother me. You know, and for the texter here, hey, a-holes, you got an off button on that fancy remote. Sure we do. But
yes,
that has nothing to do with this.
I pressed it.
Right. I went away. I fell asleep on the couch. I was like, all right, I'm up. I'll watch the top of the ninth. And then there were 3 hours
my
more.
My favorite part of that is that fancy remote.
Yeah.
You got one of those highfalutin DirecTV remotes.
I can lower my curtains with my fancy
the
remote.
The multicolored buttons on it.
Dude, I don't understand the need for overtime or extra innings or like, oh my God, there was an extra inning game. Like who really is sitting there if it's not playoff time?
It's more about the teams. It's more about the effect on the teams.
Right.
The actual effect on the next series and the next games that really isn't fair to make these guys go through all that stuff because there's no point. You don't have to. Maybe there's an alternative that they can actually go about their jobs and teams could be in a better position to recover from games like that.
See, this from the 708, 30 games went beyond 12 last year out of the 2,426, about 1.3% of the time. See? There it is.
I love this. 773 probably had a problem with the Jackie Robinson thing. Nice. Presume all old white collars are racist.
Yes.
Okay. Then we will.
Yeah.
Sure. Mike in Tinley Park, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. One comment and one question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think last night I got so the Cubs are showing me some of the most undisciplined at bats I've seen in a long time, and they're doing it a lot. Last night, every time I flipped back and forth, every time I flipped to the game, there was a Cubs striking out on an 0-2, 1-2 count. But one other question, is Joe West need a cane, a white and red cane, or a dog?
I see, because he's like he's blind, because that's funny.
Mike, appreciate the call, Mike.
Watch this. Because he can't see.
It's going to be one of these. It's a Bears Monday, apparently, today. What happened?
No,
Chris, Shep?
People were up late. People are a little sleep-deprived.
Yeah.
Whenever
there's an extra innings or overtime game, I always like to try to find out if I didn't get a chance to listen. I didn't get a chance to listen this morning. How much of the game did Mully and Hanley see? Because those dudes have to be up at the butt crack of dawn. All right. So they get like those dudes are here at like 3 a.m. So if the game wrapped up when? When did the game wrap up last night? Around 2? Somewhere around there?
1:30, 1:45, something like that.
There's no way in hell they caught the entire game. And if they did, they are better men than we. Because
I don't doubt they're better men than we anyway.
Oh, this is true. But I'd like to know when Mully was like, you know what? I'm done with calling this.
Right?
Like it's some,
that's enough.
Sometimes you got to take your night back. I know there are a bunch of Cubs fans out there who pride themselves in watching all 162, every pitch, every inning. But sometimes you got to take your night back.
This is my Bruce Springsteen thing.
What do you mean?
Bruce played for 3.5 hours. It's a Wednesday. That's too much music. I'll listen.
Where would you chop it? Where are you good?
You know my rule.
Where are you good? An hour? Hour and a half? Hour 15? Encore included?
That's why I love concerts at Wrigley. Because of the curfew.
Never been.
When I saw AC/DC, might have been the best concert I've ever seen in my life. I saw the Police. Mm-hmm. I saw AC/DC. They have to start on time. There's no rock and roll time. And there's a curfew. And then it's over.
Then you go home.
And you go home. Mm-hmm. And I can walk home. I want every concert to
be
there.
At Wrigley Field.
Yes. Because there they are. You know, they walk out. Boom, it's 8 o'clock.
Good.
There's AC/DC.
Well,
and they play,
blocks,
they play all the songs.
Right.
And there they go. And there's an encore.
If you had a couple beers, you walk your little buzz off by the time you get
and
home.
And you stop for Mexican, a taco burrito, and you're good. And but since all this stuff's like rock and roll time,
every sports writer who ever wrote anything before 1994
has to love
Springsteen.
But they make it. It's I want to say Colin
hey, white guy.
Colin Quinn did a bit about this. It's you're the champion of the working class, and on a weeknight. You're causing that guy to have an unproductive day at work.
He's in a steel mill getting ready to shave his arm off.
Exactly. This guy's going to lose his hand in a threshing machine because you wouldn't stop playing. And he's 66 or whatever he is. Stop. Like, the length of a college basketball game is perfect. 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90, you know,
2 hours at most.
Around there, 100 minutes or so. You do your little... Although, when I went to see Andrew Bird... over at the Art Institute, it was 1 40-minute set. And I said, that's all the Andrew Bird I need for this evening. I said, it's great. It's entertaining.
See, I don't go to as many concerts as you, so I don't sample as much time, as much music in that time. But
When I saw Paul Simon at the Vic, he's old. They're all 100. They're not going to stay up that late.
An hour in and out.
It was about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe two. They played a couple.
That's why I enjoy comedians. Give me your best 45. I will go away now.
Russ in Des Plaines, you're on the score.
Yeah, I believe they should get go 10 innings. Go to one inning extra. No one scores. Give them a half a game apiece.
Now, Russ, if I know who we're talking to here, you are 98?
I may sound it. I'm only 66.
Oh, they're a different
I'm
Russ
sure
then.
You're a good-looking
no,
man,
because,
no, aren't
because
you,
we,
Russ?
We, have a, we had a friend, Russ, who I want to say was from Desplainser Park Ridge, who was in his... 90s? I know it at least it was 97, I think, when he called about Kyle Schwarber a couple years ago.
Russ, that's pretty...
He reminded him of Smeed Headley, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember
that
dude.
Guy?
Yeah,
his
yeah,
name was also
yeah,
Russ, which is why I thought. But so...
Yeah, that's pretty progressive of you, Russ.
Yeah.
Give him one extra inning. If you don't figure it out, you get a tie.
Well, yeah. Anyway, but the worst part of it, I got to listen to Hughes and Coomer, and I cannot stand this calling them by their first names all the time.
So you want the players to be referred to by their
Edison,
last names only?
Edison is Eddie, you know. And we got Chris O'Brien. It's Christopher. Oh, what about John? What about when we get to a Lackey? Is he John? And I suppose, and I, Lester's John, and I suppose Lackey's Johnny. You know? I mean, what the heck? And then the Pat, and at the Coomer, him and that getting the barrel on the bat. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to crack it over his head.
Russ, you have a delicious day, my friend. Be easy, brother.
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Shep, have you made a call to a special place?
I sent out the signal.
I was going to say, turn on the special sports radio machine.
It went out right after the end of the game last night. Lined up.
That's okay.
It's dinner at 3:00 here on the Bernstein and Golf
Show. All right.
Show.
We got more lined up here. So this, I have a feeling, looking at some of this, that this is going to continue. This is brought to you.
Russ wants to assault her on Coomer. Like, what's going on today?
Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Oh, do we have fun headed your way. Oh, and goodness. Lots of cool stuff being given away, too, on the score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on the score.
When is your play as a team? When is it not early anymore?
We've been off to a slightly slow start. You know, having said that, we're still at the top of the division.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Isaiah Thomas got out quickly yesterday, torching the Wizards for 5 threes in the first 13 minutes of that game, and it looked like he might go legend again. Until the Wizards adjusted, remembered that they were death row DC, and completely locked up any race Thomas in the second half. Not only did he only score 2 points in the second half, he didn't get to the free throw line even once, not the entire game. A little odd, and after it happened, Thomas wanted the refs to make sure that it didn't happen again.
I can't allow to be held and grabbed, every pin down, every screen. I don't even shoot one free throw. I play the same way each and every night. I mean, that has to change.
Just a part of that glorious playoff tradition of complaining to the officials to get calls for the next game, especially when you're going back home. They have bigger problems than that, and the fact is, Boston is fortunate that this series isn't already over. I'm Jim Rome.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Reinvent your home. Open your eyes to new possibilities and your mind to smarter ways of doing things. You'll find them at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
My Xfinity services for a few years now, and when I first got them, they were great. But Xfinity just keeps getting better with better products and even better service. I'm telling you, if you haven't switched yet, you need to make the switch to Xfinity to get the best internet, the best in-home Wi-Fi, the best television entertainment at home with the X1 system. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. And listen, Xfinity has gotten even better. Now, they already offer the fastest, most reliable internet in the country, and it's gotten better when they offer now Xfinity XFi. That's right. So what happens when Wi-Fi becomes XFi? It gets even better. With XFi, you can personalize your Wi-Fi experience. You can even manage your Wi-Fi right from your TV with your Xfinity XFi app on your X1 box. You can control everything right there through your X1 box. That's what's great about Xfinity. It makes it so easy and streamlined to troubleshoot or to find something or just to access all of your programming and really all of your services right there through the X1 box. You can view and change your Wi-Fi name and password. You can manage your network. You can see which devices are being used most. You can personalize and group it for your family. So you can name certain devices and see who's using the internet more and what times they're on there. So you can monitor even what's going on within your home. The cool thing about it, too, with the XFi, you can even pause any device or profile. So let's say you want to pause your kids' use of the internet at home during dinner time. You do that, or during scheduled homework times, you can pause it with your XFi, so that way they can't access it. Maybe you think they're in their room doing homework, but they're online chatting or you know, messing around playing game, whatever it might be. You can pause it with XFi. That's what makes it great. You can personalize and really take more control of your Wi-Fi at home with Xfinity XFi. But you can still access the millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation when you're outside of your house, which makes it even more accessible and saves you even more money with Xfinity. So get started with Xfinity and this brand new Xfinity XFi with their internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Now, Xfinity is perfect for everyone. It's the fastest, most reliable in the country. Don't wait any longer. Just give them a call at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Libra, it's a good week to keep your health on the forefront of your mind. Scorpio, when's the last time you made an effort to get to know someone better? This is probably a good week to start. Sagittarius, a surge of energy is a good indication that you should make that daring move at work or in the love department. Capricorn, it's been a while since you've splurged on something for yourself. Give it a try. Aquarius, your creativity brings an addition to the group that helps everyone tremendously. And Pisces, you're burning hot this week. All things romance are bound to get heated up. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Next paint project, why settle for a new coat of paint? Try a new coat of armor. Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer at the Home Depot, starting at only $23.98 a gallon. When put to the test, Glidden Diamond stood up to 2,500 scrubs. That's a lot of soccer balls, muddy pets, and fingerprints. And that's one tough coat. We're pouring more into paint, with unbeatable prices on scrubbable Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer from only $23.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers.
The one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 14th. Celebrate all the moms in your life with a very thoughtful gift from Edible Arrangements. Beautiful, handcrafted, fresh fruit arrangements with pineapple hearts, gourmet chocolate-dipped strawberries, and so much more. Edible Arrangements has so many unique and delicious gifts to choose from. You'll have no problem finding something to show mom just how much you appreciate her. The best part? Order now and save 20% off site-wide with code KIND2017. For an extra special Mother's Day gift, visit your local Edible Arrangement store or edible.com.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Reinvent your home. Open your eyes to new possibilities and your mind to smarter ways of doing things. You'll find them at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, it's all about the playoffs as the Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in baseball, and the Cubs scheduled to play in Colorado tonight. Rain could be an issue. Jake Arrieta opposes Antonio Senzatela. First pitch here on the Score at 7:40. The White Sox are off today. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow with Minnesota in town. In hockey, the Penguins, they host the Capitals Game 6 tonight. Pittsburgh leads that series 3-2. AHL, Game 4 at Grand Rapids. Wolves are down 2-1. Puck drops just after 6. NBA playoffs, Warriors going for a sweep tonight in Utah. And Rockets center Nene out for the rest of the playoffs with a groin injury. That series, Houston and San Antonio, that is tied at 2 apiece. And one NFL note for you, the Bears have signed linebacker Dan Scuda to a 1-year deal. Scuda is an 8-year veteran playing the last 2 seasons with Jacksonville. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Get mom something she'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. And for every $50 in Panera gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit PaneraBread.com or visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe to shop and for terms and restrictions. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 7:05, Cubs and Rockies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
You're going to see Springsteen the whole night. He's like, the working man. But meanwhile, he's not giving away those seats. You still have to pay to see Bruce Springsteen. And the working man thing is kind of phony because, first of all, Bruce, if you really give about the working man, you're not going to do a 4.5-hour concert on a Tuesday night. The working man's got to get up the next day. Bruce is sleeping in. Some exhausted iron worker burns his fingers off because Bruce wanted to do a 37-minute Rosalita at 11:05.
You did the bit. You had it.
I didn't even know about that. Yeah, that's pretty dope. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you play anything for 3.5 hours. I'm not going to sit here and watch you play anything for 18
and
innings.
And I don't dislike his music. He's fine. It's good. And I'll tell you, one of the favorite interviews that I ever did was with Steve Van Zandt. When he was over at XRT doing the show that he used to do over there and recording it there. He sat in for 40 minutes talking about everything. Remember, he was Silvio Dante from The Sopranos and a longtime sidekick of Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he just a delightful guy.
That's where I remember him from, is Silvio.
Just really delightful. And they're talking about, you know, music and art and everything else, and just had so many fascinating thoughts on things. And you know who else provides those? Quad City Pat on The Score.
Oh yes, I'm almost as fascinating.
Pat, what
hey,
up, man?
Hey guys, hey, not much, guys. I'm just calling earlier, Dan, you had brought up, you know, how we're all kind of feeling about the Cubs or how a Cubs fan feels and that sort of thing right now. And
yeah,
you know, as I was telling the chef, I'm just kind of ho-hum right now. You know, it's like not appointment television because it's early in the season anyway, and they're not playing great. So you just kind of flip back and forth and watch them, and if they have a good inning, you know, you're excited about it. Now, tonight we'll probably watch them because my wife and my daughters would probably watch Ariadne read a phone book. But other than that, we've just been kind of, you know, back and forth, just waiting for them. And, you know, my fan brain tells me they'll round into form here, but right now they're just not worth spending, you know, up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching an 18 inning game.
See, yeah, for me, unless it's a playoff game, that calculus is going to be easy for me.
You know, Pat brings up a terrific point where I've sat there and watched a ton of Cub baseball this year and not as much of the Sox as I would like because I know what the talk is going to be every single day. And for the Cubs to be doing this while I'm sitting there like, all right, I'm pulling up a chair, you know, show me something. And then
make it worth it.
Yeah, then we kind of get into it. We talk about some specific at-bats and things like that. But it's more of the bigger picture, the things that we address on this show more times than not. And I feel like every time I turn the Sox on, it's like, hey, guys, I'm back for you. Like, I know I didn't hang out with you last night because...
Don't be mad at
me.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I feel like I'm cheating on the Sox, even though the Sox, you know, everybody understands this isn't what the Sox are going to be. And, you know, the whole, you know, trust the process thing and looking up Yoan Moncada's highlights every single night. But I'm sitting there watching the Cubs every day like, all right, I'll leave the Sox until the morning. Sometimes I get 5 or 6 innings into a Sox game and then it's time for me to bounce. I'm neglecting my White Sox for this average-ass Cubs product right now, and I'm not happy about it in the least. It's not. It has nothing to do with Cubs versus
and
Sox. It's not Cubs versus Sox, but it's like where my time is going. That's why this weekend I allotted a ton of time to the NBA playoffs. And I know people are like, duh. No,
I didn't.
But that's the thing. The last week I was more baseball than anything. And of course, we did the NFL draft, so I'm sitting there reading up on players the Bears drafted that I had never heard of before. But yeah, I was like, all right, I'm going to tune in for a nice Saturday and Sunday block of NBA basketball because you had 2 night games with the Cubs. And meanwhile, back in Bologna, the Sox aren't scoring any runs, and it's kind of weird, and Tanny's throwing wire gifts.
They knock a pitcher out by hitting him with line drives, and then they put in some bum replacement who stymies them.
Yeah.
It twirls a gem.
It was weird. It's been a weird baseball season overall because I don't know what I expected of the Cubs. What are they? 16-15 right now, something like that. Is that their record? Like, I don't know if I expected them to be 20-11 or 24-7, but I expected it to be a little bit sexier than it has been, and it hasn't been a very sexy story so far.
And there's numerous little red flags here that pop up. First is the starting pitching. And
have
then
you seen how they're talking though? The starters are talking in a way that I don't think it'll be something, but for right now, it feels like something. John Lackey said Sunday, we definitely have used the bullpen quite a bit lately, but there's various reasons for that. It's not all on us. And you hear that and you think to yourself, what is he talking about? Because Brett Anderson got his ass handed to him twice. So he says...
Here's your ass. Here's your ass again. Thank I already have an ass. No,
can you put this in a briefcase for me, please?
Somebody hold this ass. I've just been handed another one.
He goes into Mariana.
This just handed to me.
He goes into Mariana to go, paper or plastic, sir? Would you like your ass double bagged?
Both. One's tagged and bagged.
So, and then this is what Kyle Hendricks says. There have been a lot of games where we could have gone deeper in games. Pitch count wise, we were at 90 or even less than that.
We just didn't want to.
Well, we're getting into the 6 with decent pitch counts. If we go 100, 110, we'll get 6 or 7 innings. So this is like 2 or 3 pitchers now. You can tell that they've talked about it. Like,
Lester throw 120?
Well, I guess this is them saying, hey, Joe, the reason why we're getting tagged is because we're not getting loose or, you know, you're not letting us get the game back.
I don't know. You start looking
at that's 3 guys who have mentioned this in the last week, though.
But then you go to statistics about third time through an order and what the likelihoods are.
Early in the season, what guys' arms are. Yeah, I got you. And tell that to Lackey and Hendricks, though.
Yeah.
And those are World Series champion pitchers, my friend.
I'm watching Zobrist, I'm seeing a guy who's just fighting himself all over the diamond. He's fighting himself, and he right now, Ben Zobrist is slashing .230, .330, .390 with a weighted runs created plus of 92, a weighted on base average of .316.
Tell me what those mean.
It's not good.
Yeah, he's you saw it at the end of the playoffs last year where he was having trouble in the field. And, of course, he was the World Series MVP, so he came up big in the biggest moments. But, you know, what is he, 36? 36 years old? I mean, when he signed the deal, everybody at the station was like, yeah, get the first 2 years out of that. You know, hopefully you're working with something those first 2 years. All right, now we're talking about the other two. Or is it a 4 year deal or a 3 year deal?
I think it was four.
It's four? Sorry. So you got the first two, now you got to deal with the last two.
Tony in Matson is on the score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I've been to some Lollapaloozas in the early 90s where it was like, man, we're in there for like 12, 14 hours. It's like 100 degrees. They didn't let you bring food in. It was a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Enjoy the music, though, Tony.
You better love that music.
Oh, my God. It's like, and you're waiting for the headliner. It's like, that's on at 9 p.m. It's like 9 a.m. You're like, oh, my God. It was brutal. As far as the baseball goes, Dan, I can't believe you would say you truly want to change the fabric of the game because...
No, I just want to change it. It doesn't affect much. I wouldn't mind if they took a little easier on some of these teams or some of these crazy marathons.
Wait. What's so hard on Kyle Hendricks that he has to, what, sit on the bench for a couple more hours for a couple $1 million a year?
I mean, they both travel. They all travel together. For instance, they're going to be playing 16 hours after an 18-inning ball game. You know,
yeah, they're hoping for a rainout tonight.
Come on, man. Their travel is going to be more comfortable than my couch. Are you kidding me?
Tony, but
well,
they
get
still,
a better couch.
Tony, right, exactly. Tony, they still got to sleep, though, and you still got to check in. I mean it's been documented what travel does to athletes. Let's not act like just because you're flying on the greatest airlines that traveled. Ask any salesperson. Ask any sales executive.
Right, just because they're rich, it doesn't right. make them
Your body
robots.
Still needs certain things.
Right.
Now, I understand kind of what you're saying, Tony, but there is some validity to you know, maybe manicuring some of the things here. I'm not about changing the game all you know to that extent.
Yeah, we're not changing the fabric right. of the game by right. altering
Russ
tiny
wanted
percentage.
One inning, and if not, you get a tie. Like, you guys figure this out. Like, you're sending kids in the backyard like siblings. All right, you guys go figure that out there. I'll let you know when dinner is ready. Like, you two figure this out. You get one inning. Whoever scores first, you get to, you know, you get yourself a steak. Other than that, you get a tie. I don't know how you would. Like, would you have to go to a points kind of basis too if you had ties and stuff
I think they're going to work with this new idea of starting with a runner in scoring position the guy out there.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure. Look, let's look at the data. Like anything else, I'm not going to. It seems a little forced hokey. And a little off. But if it works, and I'm certainly open to it. This
like
is brought to you
like the spirit of the game.
By UPSjobs.com. UPS is seeking part-time package handlers in Addison. Great pay, plus graduate debt-free with up to $25,000 towards tuition. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. Len Casper, top of the hour. We've had a ton of lively calls today. You never know.
People have feelings about that Cubs 18-inning thing last night.
And when we come back, right after this break, we are going to give away one of the two $50 Pro Flowers gift certificates we have. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bill Melton on Jose Quintana.
Anytime you're in trade rumors, it's tough on a player that speaks English and understands our culture, and probably a lot tougher on a kid from Colombia that really doesn't understand. That could weigh on him a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tannehill here for my friends over at Chevrolet. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have it all? Well, the all-new 2018 Equinox was designed with your needs and wants in mind. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You know, this is the time of year I really start to think about those baseball road trips coming up, and the Equinox brings the most up-to-date entertainment features to help those car trips go by with ease. The 2018 Equinox has available 4G LTE Wi-Fi and is compatible with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto to help keep those summer soundtracks going no matter where you're going. And if you guys heard of the new My Chevrolet mobile app? Well, you can use your smartphone to turn on your engine, lock and unlock those doors, and even use it to punch in those directions. No more fumbling around with 10 different apps. The Equinox also gives you the one thing that's so hard to find, and that's peace of mind. With 10 available safety features, including automatic braking, the Equinox has the ability to keep you safe and confident every mile along the way. Who says you can't have it all? The all-new Chevy Equinox. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevy and do it today.
Maryland 200,000 mile shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 3. If your brakes are squealing, that could be a good thing.
See, manufacturers put these little wear sensors to warn you the brake pads are worn.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to replace pads than it is calipers and rotors.
Stop by or make an appointment online.
FYI, Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops offer free brake inspections anytime, all the time.
And that should make your wallet squeal with delight.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
Keep the lady in your life safe and cool this Mother's Day by visiting Merlin for a free brake, tire, and air conditioning inspection. Visit merlins.com/mom for your coupon. You can also save $60 on brakes and $60 on tires with a $50 rebate. Keep that special lady or yourself cool and safe this summer. Visit merlins.com/mom and stop into Merlin today.
Reinvent your home. Open your eyes to new possibilities and your mind to smarter ways of doing things. You'll find them at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy worked for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Take advantage of the grand opening event now and get $1,500 off. Call 312.
This week in sports history.
This week in 1984, the USSR announced it will not participate in the Los Angeles Summer Olympics. Mario Andretti recorded the fastest Indianapolis 500 lap to date at over 220 miles per hour this week in 1988. This week in 1992, jockey Angel Cordero retired after winning over 7,000 horse races. And this week in 2001, in Ghana, 129 soccer fans died in a stampede stemming from a controversial decision by the referee.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And if you'd like to watch, on watch670thescore.com as well.
Be caller 6 right now to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll win a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers to get amazing deals. Beautiful flowers and the perfect bouquet for Mother's Day starting at only $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. And if you are going there on your own, if you are a non-winner, don't forget to use my code Bernstein for your best bet on that.
Nice.
Who's out today? Tucson, Arizona now. Apparently, Jock Itch Mitch has relocated.
Gentlemen, since we have all the old-timers calling, I thought I'd chide in.
There so are you in Tucson full-time now?
Yeah, I am. And I come back about 2 months out of the year in the summertime, July, August timeframe.
My parents winter in Tucson, and I got my first real taste of mountain golf playing at Ventana. I don't know about
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I can't read a putt. I can't. Oh, yeah. I can't do it. What?
It's everything like, goes to the mountains.
Everything comes off the mountain.
Yeah.
So even something that looks like it's moving in a certain direction isn't. I could have been out there standing on those greens all day and not gotten a ball in the hole.
I live 3 minutes from Ventana.
Oh, well, good luck to you. I hope you figure it out because I found mountain golf gorgeous and unbelievably frustrating.
No kidding. Hey, you know, Jason has, throughout the year, talked about old folks. Jason, let me first ask you this. What's old, Jason? 60 and over? Is that old?
No. I love old people, man. You know that.
No.
If you're going back to what happened while we were on remote with Rosner and Joe, that is an actual fact economically that old people not dying as quickly and living longer than they used to.
It's putting a strain on all of us.
Yeah. Economically, it's put a strain on the country. That's not me saying I hate old people.
Or saying they should be euthanized.
You can't expect this from an old guy, but here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm 70, Jason.
God bless you, Jock Itch Mitch.
Let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play you golf, ping pong, bowling.
And whoop my ass, wouldn't you?
And pool and beat you 4 out of 5, guaranteed.
He will. That's right. And then I'll live 10 more years. I know you didn't come on here to talk that craziness, Mitch. What you need from us, brother? What you got for us today?
Hey, listen, Free, I figured do it like this on the extra innings. You got to think it's the outside of the box
mm-hmm.
and go 3 innings, and total number of runs is the winner. Not just the, you know, you don't get the advantage of having the home field advantage scoring at the last of the inning, but you have 3 innings max. Whoever has the more runs is the one that wins the game. And then after that.
So you have to play the 3 innings. It's not like a one inning sudden death kind of situation.
That's correct. You play 3 innings.
Okay.
Or you could put in the sudden death idea and then say at the end that it's done at 3. Whoever has more runs at that point is just the winner anyway.
Well, yeah, that could be happen too. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a way to do both. Well,
see, Mitch,
work either.
Still sharp out there, Mitch.
Yep. He's right about all those things too.
I'm sure. I'm not sure, but I respect my elders, so I'll give Mitch the benefit of the doubt on some of the things.
What did he say? Bowling?
Ping pong,
bowling.
Yeah,
I've seen him bowl. He's a big left-handed.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm a terrible bowler. So and table tennis, I'm not very good at either.
No. It's hard to be bad at both of those.
How is it hard?
I don't know. You should be good at one of them.
Why?
Just because.
Why?
I don't know.
Because maybe
you spend enough time in like
a dorm. No.
Or like had one.
Beer pong. No. I mean, no. I did not. We had a pool table in mm-hmm. my basement as a kid. So that's what I tried to play, and a little basketball, a little soccer.
And you didn't live in a fraternity house in college.
No, I did not. Unfortunately, I lived under one when I first moved out and then moved to Hyde Park. Shout out to all my University of Chicago
those stories
dudes.
Are great. There's nothing worse than like what happened to my cousin, where my cousin went to college and in the Kappa Sig house at Cornell, apparently foosball was a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's what they did. Mm-hmm. All the time. And he got great.
No spinnies.
Right. All the rules in this. He got great at foosball. And he'd always be like, let's play foosball. Like, no, you're awesome at it. And it's not fun.
He always wants to take it to the stage.
Right. Like they push the ball out there. It's like, boom, it's in the back. I'm like, okay, you're good at foosball.
Yeah.
You're awesome. You want to play foos? No, I don't.
Yeah,
let's just
drink.
It's like I understand that you it's big. You're Kappa Sig.
There's nothing like a guy who understands that he is the best at something that ridiculous.
Still the best college party I've ever been to was the Cornell Kappa Sig 60s party.
Yeah. It was, 60s? Oh, so everybody full costume and all that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
It was crazy.
Y'all had times?
Crazy. I mean, like, it just... I don't know, like
Caligula.
It was wild.
Yeah,
yeah, and like into the morning, and then everybody goes to Johnny's Hot Truck, and it's all
Johnny's
good.
Hot Truck.
Uh huh. The inventors of the French bread pizza.
Oh, nice.
It was apparently copied by the Stouffer's company.
I was about to say, Stouffer's didn't come up with that on their own.
No, you go to the hot truck, and there's a whole language, so there's a secret code that you have to know exactly what to say. Triple
gotta
suey,
give me the
hot
gang
and
bang.
Heavy, greasy garden. You know, it's like, he had to write down exactly what I'm like, why am I going to remember this? I'd rather play foosball. Carlos in Humboldt Park is on the score.
Wow.
You know, I just wanted to talk to a couple of the fans out there who believe that these professional athletes, although they do look like cyborgs, are not. You know, they're human beings, and the reason why they do that job is because they're better at that job, better than most of the people, you know, the 1% in the world anyways. I mean, you know, like, that guy welds across the street better than this guy across the street. That's why he's a professional welder, whatever. But anyways, but a lot of people don't understand that after the game is over or during the seventh inning, special security details, and not only security but other teams of employees get ready for the visiting team and the home team, especially a traveling day, to either go to another state or a city or to do whatever they're going to do personally. But a lot of the Cubs ride their personal vehicles. They got to drive to the airport, make an Uber or some, take, you know, whatever, limousines or whatever, things like that. But there's people waiting for them outside of Wrigley Field during the seventh inning. So they're waiting and waiting and waiting for the Cubs to be able to travel, check their luggage and things like that. Now, it is a little bit faster for a professional athlete because they're a professional athlete.
No, yeah, I think your point's well taken that there's always collateral damage with stuff like this when you play an extra 3 hours. It's not just an inconvenience
right.
for some, that there are business aspects too and other lives that get affected.
This from the 815. They are grown-ass professionals. Suck it up. I can't work a double shift and ask for the next day off. Come on now. I responded to that person. Sounds like you're extremely expendable. And he says, laugh out loud, nah, just working hard at my job. Different values, I guess. So a Major League Baseball player isn't working hard and has a different value system than you because he probably feels it traveling into Denver, Colorado early in the morning?
Real quick, this is Steven in Downers Grove on the score. Hi, Steven.
Hello?
Steven.
Ah, Steven.
Oh, that's all right. It works out fine.
Taken away by the radio monsters.
That portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Global Granite and Marble. Time for new countertops. Let the experienced sales and design staff at Global Granite and Marble in Niles help you find the perfect stone for your project. Visit their website at globalgranite.com. Len Casper had an interesting evening last night. He will tell us about that and why the Cubs are meh. Next on The Score.
Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
Can't forget Addison Russell, really making strides offensively and just continues to get better and better, and I stand by it. I think he's going to win an MVP at some point.
Len Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
You got to do something that at least lets her know that you care. And I know if your mother's like mine, she'll always say, oh, it's nothing. Oh, just having the kids come up is fine. Or, you know, it might be fine. But you know what's better is getting her something nice that only takes a few keystrokes and just a couple moments out of your day and gives you a tremendous value as well. And that's why Pro Flowers is here to have you covered with a special deal on roses. Impress mom, show your appreciation with this, the 1 dozen rainbow roses for mom special. And it is special because of the deal. These multicolored roses come with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can double the roses. That's 2 dozen roses, and you get to include gourmet chocolates, and that's just $10 more. You choose the delivery date you want. It's Pro Flowers. You know the drill. They guarantee your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and will stay that way for at least 7 days or you get your money back. And you know what this looks like when she takes it out of the box and all of a sudden there's just this exploding bouquet of a dozen multicolored roses. It looks great. And there's still time to get this delivered by Mother's Day. 1 dozen rainbow roses. Click the microphone in the top right corner at proflowers.com and make sure you use my code. It's my last name, Bernstein. And you get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and the code Bernstein after you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time and Pro Flowers is out of this terrific bouquet.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renter'sWarehouse.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we make it easy.